The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Jackie Weaver is the chief officer of the Cheshire Association of Local Councils. In December 2020, she acted as facilitator at a meeting of the Hanforth Parish Council. Since a recording of the meeting went viral in February 2021, Jackie has found herself catapulted to fame. And she's with us here just now. How are you today?
I'm very well. Has anybody ever said to you before, you sound just like the announcer from Love Island?
Do I? Ian Sterling. I think we're probably from a similar area.
But the tone is the same. You know, way of, I was sort of, I'm having this flashback. Not that I've ever been on Love Island, but it was surreal.
Yeah. Now, what was the prequel to the events of the video we've all seen? I mean, was there something that built up to that?
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, no meeting, no matter who the personalities are, go from 0 to 500 like that. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, there was a history going back at least 2 years. Mm. And the frustration for, you can see there's two factions, for the Karma faction, was that actually the chairman had unilaterally suspended the clerk, so they had no clerk. The chairman refused to call any meetings. So they are members of the organisation I work for, Cheshire Association of Local Councils, and we're there to help kind of solve problems for councils. So they asked if we'd facilitate a meeting when two councillors called in. And the whole point of the kind of escalation of not whatever was around the chairman and his two colleagues being determined the meeting wasn't going to take place.
Yeah. And how have you processed your rise to fame?
Well, I don't think of it as a rise to fame, so that kind of helps. It's so difficult to explain how incredibly busy I've been, without sounding like poor me. And so in many ways, you process what's happening. Mm. So it's only now sometimes I look back on things and think, goodness, did I really do that?
Yeah.
But at the time, it was just part of what I was dealing with.
Yeah. And you say you've been very busy. Is that because of council stuff or because of all the requests you've had since?
Oh, both. I look back in my diary sometimes if I'm preparing for a presentation or something, thinking about what it is that I've been doing, and I look at it and think, good grief. You know, because a lot of the stuff is in the media, so a lot of people see that. But a lot of stuff isn't in the media. So that, you know, I get lots of invitations to talk to organisations of women, you know, kind of talking about how you cope with difficult situations, that kind of thing. And also a lot of stuff with students, not just political students. A lot of it is with political students, you know, interested in the system, etc. But also young people, which students tend to be, just wanting to kind of find out more about local government and how it's different, because it is different from national government.
Yeah. Although the meeting video was quite hostile and maybe not a nice thing to go through in the moment, are you, in a way, glad that it happened because of all these opportunities to bring awareness it's created?
And that's a really good question, because I was at a council meeting the other night there, and a lot of people invite me to kind of like their annual meeting because it brings along more people.
Yeah.
And somebody said to me, you know, when the media, you know, kind of knocked on the door, why did you answer it? And I thought, well, I couldn't imagine not doing. I mean, if you think about my career, which did start earlier than 2 years ago, I spent 25 years working in local government, the town and parish council, and so few people still know about them, even though there's one in almost every parish or every town in the country. Yeah. And so we work very hard and have done, not just me, but colleagues and also our national body, at promoting them, but with little take up of interesting schemes and promotions that we do don't get much traction. So when you have the press knocking on your door saying, tell me something about local councils, who wouldn't open the door? It doesn't make any sense. The only thing I would say is, though, that I kind of thought it would last a day or a weekend or maybe the week, and at a push, the month. Yeah. And it's been that constant adjustment, kind of thinking nobody will be interested next week. And yet it would appear people still are interested.
Yeah. And this is a bit of a geeky thing, but I wonder if voting turnout in council elections went up as a result of the video.
We won't know that yet. We'll know that in May. Certainly in Cheshire, we have all-out elections in May.
Yeah.
And then, of course, nationally, it will be the year after. It will be difficult to tell. But I guess for me, one of the things is about how many people are even just engaging in any way, and that is even turning up to council meetings. And there are definitely more people turning up to council meetings, not just because I might be there. It is genuinely more about, well, she was interesting for a bit, but now let's look out. You know, is there some legacy here or stuff that we should be involved in?
Do you say yes to every opportunity that you're asked to do?
My default position is yes. If it's possible, my default position is yes. But there have been some media things that I've turned down. And not many, because any TV particularly, no offence to radio, but any TV kind of appearance is invaluable in terms of notion. Somebody did approach me with a great idea they had for a programme they wanted to pitch, which was around the healing process between Alid and myself. No! No, that's just not going to work.
And just to clear something up from the video, who was the older gentleman on Alid's iPad? Was he a council member too, or was he just hanging around?
Kind of neither. He's Alid's dad.
Oh.
Councillor. One would almost think he was his carer, but he's his dad.
So should he have been there?
No. Well, yes and no. He had every right to be there as a member of the public. But I would certainly, I mean, had any councillor said to me, is it okay if I join a council meeting remotely and have my husband, wife, daughter, son, whatever, sitting next to me? And I would have said no. You know, you really should be separated. And clearly, you know, there was no separation. I mean, the fact that you're asking the question, was he a councillor, you know, kind of pays testament to that.
Yeah.
Not obvious to the outside world who he is and what he's about.
Yeah. And how did you feel after the meeting? Did it feel like that was a really dramatic thing that happened and it's going to be life-changing? Or was it perhaps just another thing that happened in a meeting?
Oh, somewhere between the two. It was a very unpleasant meeting. I'm not a snowflake by any means. I'm kind of used to people feeling very strongly about something and really getting kind of enthusiastic and angry about, you know, putting forward their views.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen all the time, but it, you know, by their very nature, you know, you want people who care about the subject to come together. So, you know, there's going to be arguments from time to time. But that was particularly unpleasant. So, you know, and I knew it was going to be. I think that's the other thing, is that normally I wouldn't have done that meeting. I have two colleagues in the office who are lovely, lovely people, perfectly competent to do something like that. But I knew that it was going to be really unpleasant. So I can do it myself. And I was glad I did. But for me, it was about what was the point of the meeting. The point of the meeting was to make it happen. We went into the meeting, I wasn't even sure I could get them there because of the, you know, kind of game of chess we were playing. So at the end of it, I just felt great. Because what happens after the debacle at the beginning is that it settles down to be a perfectly ordinary council meeting.
Mm.
Nothing to see. You know, we talk about parking at the station and stuff, you know, and housing like that. You know, interesting stuff for that local community.
Yeah.
And I probably don't say very much for the rest of the meeting. I'm busy taking the notes.
I suppose that's the thing. Most people have only seen a short highlights video of all the dramatic stuff before it goes back to normal.
Yeah. And that happens at the beginning.
Mm.
You know, so that there's then a nearly an hour and a half of meeting after that.
Yeah.
Where it was a bit like watching paint dry.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not my area. I'm not passionate about Hamforth as an area. I don't live there. So, you know, I was kind of there just taking notes at that point. And, you know, if they wanted to ask any procedural questions, I could have answered them. But then the other thing, of course, that people don't kind of appreciate is that the meeting itself took place in December.
Mm.
And it doesn't go viral till the beginning of February.
Yeah.
No, I've never given it another thought.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So how did you react when you found out it went viral?
My knowledge of social media is better now than it was.
Yeah.
Not implying it's good, but it's better now than it was. And somebody, a colleague of mine, texted me at something like 9 o'clock at night to say, you know, kind of like what I call an excited text message, you know, lots of emotions, saying, you're trending number three. And it meant absolutely nothing to me whatsoever. Nothing.
Wow.
So then a bit later, even more excited emojis, you're trending number one. Well, trending number three didn't mean very much. Just changing the numbers wasn't going to make it any different.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll ask a young person. They know what that is. So I texted my son and said, you know, apparently I'm trending number one.
Hmm.
And he just said, don't worry about it, Mom. That'll be a mistake. So I just thought, okay, fine. And I gave it another thought.
Until the next morning.
And the next morning, we had a very polite and nicely formed queue of media representatives lined up outside the house waiting for interviews. And they always do the same thing. They always send the youngest, nicest looking person on the door. Would you mind, please? My boss has asked me if I'm going to do an interview. I was like, yeah, no problem. I'm thinking, I don't want to talk about.
Mm.
You know, the Handforth video. What Handforth video?
Mm.
Because, you know, as far as I was concerned, the December meeting was...
So did you have to watch the video yourself to find out what they were on about?
No, I was listening. I just listened to what they said, and they told me what it was about, so I just commented on it after that. And that made the second interview easier, because I knew what I was talking about.
So did you watch the video back eventually?
Eventually, yes, but there wasn't time at that moment to say, could you just wait while I go and watch the video and find out what we're talking about?
Yeah.
But I caught up quite quickly.
Yeah, and I think the most exciting thing of that morning was, like, finding out Jackie Weaver's on Women's Hour in about an hour. That was an impressive booking at the time, I remember feeling. So did you have tons of emails that morning?
Oh, God, yes. I'm one of those people who, from a work perspective, really does like to try and clear my desk. Okay, I haven't dealt with anything, but I've at least filed it in the right place. I'm quite organised.
Yeah.
And suddenly, every form of communication with me was absolutely full. Mm. So, home phone, my personal phone, text messages, Messenger, which I never use. what even is that? Mm. Everything. Even to the point that some enterprising people had sent couriers to hand deliver stuff because they could see from Manchester.
Wow.
And I'm still thinking, there's an unrealness to it.
Mm.
So. Yeah, it's you don't have time, or I certainly didn't feel like... I mean, I could have taken time, but I didn't, I guess.
Mm.
You don't have time to really think about what is happening, what is the significance of this. Because apart from anything else, it was that kind of like, well, great, you know, some media attention, able to talk about town and parish councils, able to talk about the... Because I felt I was quite good at changing the narrative from, isn't that an awful meeting, to, yes, but most of us do fabulous stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, just thinking, well, you know, buckle up, this will be, you know, a couple of days at best, and then you're history.
What about the other people that were in the meeting? Because it was complete silence from them, really. I don't know if they've done anything since.
They have done lots of interviews.
Mm.
Certainly there was a lot of abuse hurled away of anyone trying to interview the Allard household. The chairman put out a statement about how he'd been victimised or something.
Mm.
And eventually the councillors, because they wouldn't know how to respond, eventually formulated a response to what was happening.
Yeah. Do you think the meeting would have gone differently if it was in person instead of on Zoom, or not really?
It would, of course, have gone differently. But I suspect it would have been uncontrollable in person. Because I think the level of violence that has been demonstrated by Allard before, such that the only thing you could do would be close the meeting down for people's safety.
Mm.
And that was totally contrary to what we were trying to achieve, just having a meeting.
Yeah, so it was quite good that it was on Zoom then.
Yeah.
Because maybe some people would assume that maybe because it's on Zoom and people have been locked down, their anger is up a little bit, but I guess was that anger already there?
Yeah, no, that kind of hostile behaviour had been prevalent for 2 years. The behaviour from those three councillors, one of them in particular, was...
With all these opportunities that you've had, is there something you haven't been asked to do that you would quite like to do?
Oh, gosh. I'd like to do Desert Island Discs.
Ooh.
That would be really good. And I'd also like to do, it's gone out of my mind completely. One, Ben Shepherd and the Machine.
Tipping Point.
Yeah, like to do this.
What about Strictly? Because they're announcing that now.
No. I would not like to do Strictly, simply because it really, from what you hear, it takes up so much of your life.
Mm.
The things I've been able to do, touch wood, is actually maintain some form of normality in my life by continuing to work. And I think that for me has been an enormous help. It really is a reality check. You know, it's sometimes you can get swept away with the kind of media attention. A lot of people telling you you're really fabulous, and eventually you start to think, yes, I am.
Yeah.
And that's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
Being at work takes you back into reality. But although I cannot tell you what it is, I did do something that will be on Channel 4 in September.
Ooh.
Going to air just after the Bake Off on Channel 4.
I'm trying to think what that would be. Is it anything that we know the name of?
No, it isn't.
I can't guess then.
You wouldn't be able to guess. It is a reality show. It involved being away from home for a month to film.
Ooh.
So it's quite big.
That sounds like an exciting premise.
Probably the scariest thing I've ever done.
I suppose there is a danger of doing too much stuff, isn't there? So I suppose maybe the stuff you'd quite like to do, but you'd just have to say no to, because otherwise you wouldn't have time for anything else.
I think part of the legacy of lockdown is people's willingness to accept virtual meetings. Although, because of changes in legislation, we can't use virtual meetings for council meetings. But we can for all sorts of other things. So whereas I used to spend an inordinate amount of work time literally driving round the Cheshire and the northwest of England to meetings, I don't do that anymore. Mm. Most of those meetings are done virtually, so that frees up a lot of time that I wouldn't normally have. And the same with training. So we do a lot of training for councillors, which again used to be a lot of travelling. Doesn't mean that anymore. We do it virtually. So that's been a really helpful legacy. So I do get to kind of do both. So what I try and do is kind of balance media stuff, because ultimately, if nobody knows your name, nobody's going to invite you anywhere.
Yeah.
With the other stuff that you don't hear about, which is things like the invitations to speak at student unions and things like that. I did a keynote presentation to the Open University AGM a while ago. Things like that, you know, are really great places to meet a whole new audience of people to talk about local councils with, rather than constantly talking in our own echo chamber about local councils.
Yeah. And is there anything else coming up that you're allowed to talk about?
Oh gosh, what have I got coming up? No, really. I kind of do a regular paper review for talk radio. I quite enjoy doing that. That's quite fun. But at the moment, no, diary's pretty empty of media stuff at the moment. I think this has been well before the September storm.
Yes. Well, where are we able to keep up to date with you and follow you in places?
You'll find me at Jackie Weaver on Twitter and LinkedIn, of course. Those are the two that I focus on. Anything else, I don't have time.
Well, many thanks for joining us today. It's been great to talk to you, and we'll see you on the telly next month.
Yeah, but it won't be Love Island.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah. Hey! Yeah, yeah. Hey!
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.